Here is, no doubt, one of the strangest thoughts of my entire photographic life. It's not a thought that I came up with, but a thought that was presented in a workshop that I attended very early on in my career. I was showing some of the earliest images that eventually became the book Made of Steel, and my instructor, Stuart Harvey, was comparing them to Walker Evans, which I wasn't all that comfortable with because Walker Evans is a great photographer, and I'm just starting out at the time. But nonetheless, he said, "In the course of history, you will be considered a contemporary of Walker Evans." To which my immediate response is, "Yikes." How is it possible to consider me a contemporary of Walker Evans? I think of Walker Evans as someone who preceded me a bunch, not only in the quality of his work, but also in his fame and recognition and his importance in the history of photography. And clearly I'll never measure up to a Walker Evans. But that wasn't his point. His point was that in the passage of time, future historians, assuming they look at my work at all, will think that I'm a contemporary of Walker Evans, when actually he's a generation prior to me. And it would never occur to me to consider him a contemporary, that is to say, someone who's working in the same time frame. But of course, Stuart Harvey may have had a point with the passage of time. Look back in the history of art, for example, at, let's take Rembrandt and Caravaggio. First thing, I'll test your knowledge of famous portrait painters. Who came first, Caravaggio or Rembrandt? I'll bet most of you can't answer that question. It was actually Caravaggio, who died in 1610. Rembrandt wasn't born until 1606 and died in 1669. So the difference between Rembrandt and Caravaggio is about the same as the difference between me and Walker Evans. And when we look back to the early 1600s, it's easy for us to conflate the time frame of Rembrandt and Caravaggio and think of them as being contemporaries of one another, when they really weren't. Time compresses our impressions of these great artists, and time will compress all of our work too. It's probably a stretch to think our work will survive, and I can certainly understand how ridiculous that might sound. But just for fun, for the purposes of the thought experiment, let's say that our work does survive, and people 500 years from now are looking back at the photography that you and I do today. Who will they associate us with? It'll be with Stieglitz and Weston and Adams, and Walker Evans, and Dorothea Lange, and Dwayne Michaels, and people who may not even be born for another 40 or 50 years. The compression of time in that regard is kind of an amazing thing. So why would this count? Why would we even give this a second thought? It's, like I say, an interesting thought experiment, but are there any practical implications? I think there are. If, for example, my work will be considered a contemporary of Walker Evans, then whatever standards Walker Evans set before me are standards I should try to rise to, because it's always possible that that's where my work will be compared to. Or similarly, if you and I go to Yosemite and try to make wonderful photographs there, it's perfectly reasonable to think that future generations might compare our work to Ansel Adams, even though Ansel Adams died just about the time I was getting started in photography. It's a strange thought, but it does provide a certain inspiration to do our best, to recognize that our work is not necessarily only going to be compared to our peers, but also to maybe some of the greatest names in photography. And that's both inspiring and a little intimidating. But keeping that in mind can help us strive for the very best we can possibly do. And even if our work is quickly forgotten, Isn't it still a reasonable goal to be inspired to produce the very best work we can and try to live up to the standards of the very best photographers who have come before us or who might come after us?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.